The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as always, at this time of the week on a Wednesday, we're joined by Simon Tierney with his How to Do Stuff. And he's got an absolute banger today.
Banger today, yeah. So while everyone else was booing Donald Trump as he arrived into Madison Square Garden, you might have seen that footage, guys, for the Knicks game the other night, I was curious about not his choice of food, because it's well documented that he loves his junk food, whether he's on Air Force One or elsewhere. It was the method that he was employing to eat his pizza.
Mm.
I was very taken by it. Did any of you see
it? I have looked for the video and I cannot find it.
Okay, so what he does, Shane, is what's known as the New York Fold. Apparently this is very popular in New York. New York pizza, it's slightly different to Italian or Neapolitan pizza. It's a little bit thicker. So the New York Fold, I can understand how you do it. So basically what he did was, to explain to listeners, is if you imagine a slice of pizza, so he's holding it on the crust end, but he entirely folds it over lengthways.
So can I ask here, so if you imagine it's a triangle,
sure,
does he go with either side of the upper part of triangle and bring those two together? Is that what?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So he not folds along the midline straight down the centre of the...
Straight down the centre, lengthways.
Lengthways.
But when I say he folded it over, like he completely folded it over so that it's flat. Okay,
right,
it's almost like a sandwich.
I don't think it's necessary to fold it flat. You just need to hold the two ends.
Yeah.
That's easier.
You need to tip them up slightly so that the cheese doesn't fall out.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
the
so,
tip.
So what he did was, I guess why someone might do that, I mean, he was wearing his suit and he had his red tie on. You might be concerned when you're eating pizza freestyle like that, you know, the contents of the pizza will fall onto your shirt or onto,
it is a bit
your suit.
Or onto his really long tie, which is always goes way beyond his
Shane
belt.
Dangling down near his undercarriage.
Exactly.
Shane is horrified by the length
of
Donald,
too crude about
Donald
yes.
Trump's tie. Oh,
it always amazes me. Like, just put a longer backside in it. Or
I
back
know,
part of
it's
it.
Weird, isn't it? Why does it have to be so long?
I know.
It's like, it's like his Mickey is hanging out. Honest to God.
Anyway, speaking of folding it back.
Oh Lord,
there
we've
are
backside
other ways.
And Mickey. It's not after nine, guys.
Now, what he should have done, perhaps, is done what Ryan Gosling did.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Crazy, Stupid Love, one of my
favourite
films.
I believe you're a fan of.
I love that film.
It's a great movie, if you haven't seen it. 15 years old now. So what he does is he employs the Goldilocks fold, which is not to be confused with Donald Trump's thing, because it's a little bit more open. This is what I do myself. So what he does is, if you imagine that you're holding a slice of pizza at the crust end, but you bring down your index finger onto the crust, which creates a V shape. But the pizza slice is still open, but you've got control.
I think I'm somewhere between the two. And actually, I think I prefer the Goldilocks that you've just described. Mm. I think I only use the, whatever the other one was called, the New York one.
The New York fold.
When I'm just wolfing it. I think that's when I do. But the New York one is probably tidier.
Yeah, no.
And less risky.
It is less risky, but you're also, like, what I hate about what Donald Trump does the other night is that it has no respect for the toppings of your pizza.
I see
it
that.
It crushes everything into the middle. It's too, it's something agricultural about it. It's just.
Yeah,
too
it's kind
much.
Of a perfunctory.
It's quite uncouth.
Shoveling of fuel into
it. Like, I know Donald Trump doesn't drink, but do you ever see someone wolfing down food after they've come out of the pub?
That's what I mean.
It's
I think
desperate.
You only do it that way when
it's
you're
desperate.
Wolfing it.
Exactly.
There's something nicer about having the top of the pizza meet the top of your mouth, like the palate. Do you know what I mean? Like the upper palate.
Yeah.
I think there's
a bit of respect for the content and the making
so
of the pizza.
Where does tip to the lip fit into respecting the
tip
pizza?
Tip to the lip is monstrous.
This
shouldn't be done.
Savages.
Yeah, I've actually I don't think I've ever seen anyone do tip to the lip.
So, I mean, is this so, you, again, you bring the bottom up to the top?
Is this that, the pointy bit reaches the outside crust?
Exactly, yeah.
I have a confession to make. I kind of have done it a couple of times.
Really?
If the toppings are kind of going to fall off and land on top of you, it's a way of controlling that.
But Shane, have you done that in front of other people or is it in the privacy of your own home?
Well, I've done it in front of my family. Does that count?
God. I mean, it's like, for me, that's like someone who's never met a pizza before and doesn't understand how it works. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just looks wrong.
Okay. All right. So I'm.
Do you know what's the worst thing? The worst way to do it, though, is... there is. And I posted this video on my Instagram earlier. Please have a look at it because Donald Trump teamed up with... I'm sure there was plenty of cash involved in this.
Who hasn't he teamed up with?
Pizza Hut in 1995. Him and Ivanka.
Years ago. This is 20-something years ago.
Ivana, his ex-wife. 1995, he teamed up. And do you remember, like, this was quite a big deal in the 90s, was, my God, they've launched a pizza where they have stuffed the crusts with cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're all at it nowadays. It's a very Yank thing to be
Yeah,
right?
I don't like it.
But
no.
It was
only
quite
happens
revolutionary.
In frozen pizzas, I thought, nowadays.
Yeah, it was quite revolutionary in the 90s. So he filmed this ad with Ivana, not to be confused with his daughter, Ivanka, where they're in their gold-drenched suite at the top of Trump Tower, right? And he says, she says, we eat our pizzas the wrong way around. Donald says, yes, crust first. He then proceeds to hold the pizza the opposite to the normal. So he's holding the pizza so that he's bringing the crust first to his mouth.
How
does that make sense?
How do you physically do that?
And he munches down on it because, like, American pizzas, they're kind of like cardboard. They kind of all hold together anyway.
It's not nice.
That's my trouble with this whole methodology around how you hold pizza anyway, because proper Italian pizza, you can't actually hold it.
No, it's...
And Italians
eat it. It's so thin and it's kind of wet.
It's like
it's kind of, you know, in a good way, I love it.
Like Neapolitan or Roman pizza is so, so thin.
I know.
That you need... The Italian, proper Italian way of eating a pizza is what? With
knife
and fork.
I know. Mad.
I don't like that either, not really.
If I go, like, there's a pizzeria... down near Ring's End called Mamma Mia's. They do proper Italian pizzas.
Awesome.
And they are served the Italian way, no pre-slicing, completely whole round pizza, and you have to eat it with a knife and fork. That is the proper Italian way.
Wow.
And my hands are up. I do with a knife and fork.
Where do you stand on eating, say, hot dogs or burgers with a knife and fork?
That is like a psychopath's question.
People do it.
Who?
Some people do it.
Well, the royals do it, for a start.
King Charles.
I rest my case.
Yeah, so now, before I get to the royals, there is a fantastic video of David Cameron when he was Prime Minister in 2011, right? Have you seen this photo? He was photographed at a barbecue talking about taxation where he was given a hot dog in the hot dog bun and everything.
Hey, yeah.
And he's literally, like, it's the most Tory thing ever. He's literally being filmed cutting into a hot dog with a knife and fork.
Was he afraid
hilarious.
Of being photographed and tomato sauce going all over him?
Oh, completely. And I think he was probably worried of getting a David Miliband. Like, you remember the David Miliband bacon sandwich thing?
That's right.
So Jay Rayner, the food critic for The Guardian, he critiqued Ed Miliband's eating of the bacon sandwich. And you got to look at those photos. They're hilarious.
Sorry.
Yeah, go on.
No, you go.
He said, quote unquote, "The way the lips folded back and curled, how the eyes began to roll back in his head like he had reached some private moment of truth. That one image raised a brutal question. Could you imagine this man, the one with the expression like the ketamine has just kicked in, running the country?"
The answer was no.
Poor guy never had a chance after
on
that.
On that note, there are certain foods that you should eat with your hands. Pizza is one of them. Burgers are also one of them. Hot dogs and chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we got to go, guys.
We got to go.
Definitely.
Simon Tierney, love it as always.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
See you next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.